Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like the minds of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, even how to get started on your own. Today's stories, the latest way some small businesses are cutting costs. One company's experiment with unlimited paid vacation and how restaurants manage sick employees or not. Well, another company perk, or ball and chain, depending on your view, may be on the chopping block. MarketWatch reporter Katie Hill says to save money, some firms, both large and small, have cut back on, you know, free coffee, snacks, and other employee perks. And company-issued computers and smartphones could be next. Katie, explain.
This is a huge trend that by 2017, about half of employers are going to make you pay for your own smartphone for all employees, right? So, you know, now your company might pay for your BlackBerry, they might pay for your iPhone. That's just going to stop. By the way, this is also going to happen with tablets, with computers. Companies are just more and more saying, you know what, not a problem, you need to bring your own device to work. So that's a big trend in the workplace that we're seeing.
I get the sense, though, that we might be okay with that. Like, you know, we'd rather just have the one, maybe, or, you know, I don't know, not be tied to what the company has for us.
I certainly feel like that, but here's the thing. So some people say, yeah, I already have a smartphone, I'm going to do it. The other people feel like, yeah, but if my employer is going to pay for me, like, you know, say I have a smartphone now, I want to get a new one, my employer is going to give me the new iPhone for free, or I'm going to have to just keep using my old one. I want my employer to pay for my new one. Maybe that's a little, you know, greedy on their part, but that's the other side of that coin,
I guess. All right, so and the other thing, too, I guess, you know, you mentioned JPMorgan Chase doing this. What does that mean for security purposes, right? All those bank employees now who are not, say, I don't know, getting the latest company security updates on their phones?
So this is a big thing. And by the way, companies are all struggling with this right now because it's a huge thing. Because they know no matter what, even if they give you a company-issued phone, you also use your smartphone, your own smartphone now for looking at your work email. You use your own tablet. So it is just a major security issue that they're really going to have to – they really need to get on your personal devices and put these security updates.
We're speaking with MarketWatch reporter Katie Hill. Her piece is about the end of the company-issued smartphone. All right, so although we mentioned a big bank like JPMorgan Chase, this is happening everywhere. It's not just the financial industry, for example.
That's right. It's happening everywhere. And by the way, this is also coinciding with a lot of people. There's a lot of contract workers, and so when they have that anyway, they kind of see, oh, well, these people are already using their own devices. We've got security patches for them. Why don't we just start, you know, doing this for all of our employees? And there's just so many contract workers, so many freelancers now that I think we're just going to see. And by the way, the study, this is a Gartner study that shows this. They show, you know, CIOs are all saying we really want to go full bring your own device, you know, tablet, you know, even the desktop computer, some of them, about 10% of companies say they want by 2017 to just have you, if you're going to use a desktop computer, even to bring your own. So,
really?
Yeah, we're talking about a big shift that we're just going to keep seeing, you know, go on.
Thanks, Katie. MarketWatch reporter Katie Hill, who's based in New York. Is an unlimited paid vacation policy the best way to instill loyalty and trust in employees? Correspondent Dominic Savino has a look at one company's experiment.
As Jellyvision Games expanded its workforce in recent years, it became difficult for founder Harry Gottlieb to keep tabs on his employees' vacation time. That's when he made the decision to stop tracking it at all. Writing for Inc.com, he says the Take What You Need paid vacation policy has instilled a greater level of trust throughout the Chicago-based organization because everyone knows they're counted on to complete work on their own terms. While it may not work for every company, allowing employees to work when it's best for them may be an idea worth considering at your small business. Gordon?
Thank you, Dominic. Just got to watch out for those who may seek to take advantage in those situations, right? Coming up next, what's your restaurant's policy on sick workers?
Do you want to learn how to mask your identity to browse inappropriate websites and stream media while at the office?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's web security solutions keep online activity clean and ensure internet bandwidth performance. Reclaim your network, like 150,000 other businesses already have. To learn more about preventing web-based threats, visit barracuda.com/web.
Here's one for you, restaurant owners and workers. New polling data finds that about half of food service employees go to work, quote, always or frequently when sick. Doesn't sound good for business. More from Cole Stengler, reporter at International Business Times. Cole, what's up here?
This comes from a survey conducted by the Center for Research and Public Policy. They found that more than 50%, 51% of food service workers said they go to work sick, always or frequently. And there's a number of different reasons why this is happening. And the biggest one is the fact that we're talking about one of the lowest paying sectors in the country right now. People who work in food preparation and servers, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, they make under $19,000 a year. They often don't get any paid sick leave. These are people that are getting paid, you know, very low pay, and they're not having the kind of benefits that higher paid workers have to be able to take that time off. So they feel pressure to come to work.
Got it. All right. So I'm guessing, while not technically a crime, it could be against company rules or just in bad taste. I don't know. What do we make of this?
The FDA has talked about this. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have also talked about this problem. They've actually told food corporations to instruct employees when they're feeling sick to stay home from work. And so it's recognized as being a public health hazard. At the same time, the managers and the companies oftentimes aren't enacting the sorts of policies or practices that are encouraging workers to stay home. And the other thing I note also is that another part of the survey, one of the reasons why they're showing up also is they don't want to feel like they want to let coworkers down by increasing the workload that their coworkers have by a potential absence.
Well, you open the story with this woman who works at an Olive Garden out in western Pennsylvania. She admits to two rounds of pink eye, a round of stomach virus, and probably four or five upper respiratory infections, yet she still went to work.
So this is not, you know, very encouraging if you're a customer, and it's actually incredibly common. And so the problems with this are, you know, other than common cold and issues like that, there's actually some more serious medical conditions that can be passed on. Let's say they don't wash their hands the right way, and they accidentally brush by a plate while they're infected. It takes very few particles to contaminate the food, and then you hand it over to the customer, and then the customer gets it, and you have an outbreak that happens. And in fact, this has actually happened a number of times in recent years. Just in August, 80 customers and 18 employees at a Chipotle in Ventura County, California, fell ill with neurovirus.
Wow. We're speaking with Cole Stengler. He is a staff writer covering labor and the workplace at International Business Times. His piece is called "When Sick, Most Food Service Employees Go to Work Anyway." Did anybody, any of these restaurants, for example, give an indication that there might be a new awareness campaign to address this?
That's not the case, as far as I know. This is something that, like I said, government regulators have talked about this. One way that some people are saying you can address the problem is through enacting paid leave benefits. And this is something that is still very rare in the industry. McDonald's, for instance, actually just announced a plan to extend paid leave benefits. It got a lot of attention in April. The problem is those benefits are really minor. So it's something that certainly more people are talking about the problem, and certainly more people are pushing for companies to adopt paid sick leave policies for this reason, among others. And it's not something that companies are necessarily doing voluntarily, at least not all that aggressively.
Thanks, Cole. Cole Stengler, reporter at International Business Times. By the way, you can get more small business reports on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. And while there, check out our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Also, if you'd like to share thoughts or ideas about your small business, shoot me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.